intro.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day.
We're back, folks.
Long. I can catch catfish from.
We're down to our last hour of the American Freedom Party Report and the Trump Phenomenon Show here on Sunday, August 13th. I never gave the date. Oh, boy, it's pretty late in the show to give the date, isn't it? Somebody listening to the archive would have to get 2 hours into the show to find out it's August 13th, 2017. I apologize. I'm supposed to announce that at the beginning of every show. Shame on me when I don't. We've got Mitzi in Florida on the line. Thank you, Laura, for your call. And Charles in Florida. And the Paul Fromm says he's got to go at 5. Paul, are you there?
Oh. I think Paul took off.
Paul may be gone. He said he had to go at 5. It's actually, it's 5 his time now. So a big thank you to Paul Fromm. And I missed his message there, which was coming to me. The Simon, are you still there?
Yes, I am, James.
Well, you know, Paul mentioned that he visited the Voortrekker Monument, and it really looks magnificent. I'm reading about it here. Of course, I haven't had the privilege of going to South Africa. I hope someday, Simon, it's a pretty thin hope, but I hope I could someday go to South Africa. It's a long trip, and visit the wonderful white homeland that you and your kinsmen will have carved out somewhere in South Africa, with the help of President Trump. There will be statues erected to Donald Trump in your homeland, Simon, in which on the bottom it will say Donald Trump, the savior of our people.
Well, God willing.
Yes, God willing. And speaking of that, I'm looking at the dedication, the laying of the cornerstone of the Voortrekker Monument, which is this enormous granite cube, folks, in south of Pretoria, 130 feet high, 130 feet wide, and 130 feet in height. And at the dedication, we mentioned Andries Pretorius, who was there at the Battle of Blood River, one of the only three wounded. He was the commander. His granddaughter was there at the laying of the cornerstone of the Voortrekker Monument, along with the great-granddaughter, and help me with the pronunciation, of Piet Retief.
Yes, that's perfectly correct pronunciation.
Okay. And so they were there, these two, the great-granddaughter and the granddaughter of these two great Afrikaner heroes, were there for the laying of the cornerstone of that monument. And it just gives a sense. You could hear it in Paul Fromm's voice as he was talking about viewing the Voortrekker Monument, this tremendous history of your people, Simon.
We do have a good, noble history. We really do. Unfortunately, that part of our story is not being told, and it's heartbreaking that the world is being deliberately kept from knowing the very many wonderful things that were achieved by our forefathers, who with blood, sweat, and tears carved out a country the equal of almost any in the world. I've spoken at length in the past about how, for example, South Africa famously generated every day more electricity than the rest of Africa, 51 other countries put together, and more clean water every single day than the entire rest of Africa put together. And those are just two random examples of our ability to build a beautiful, noble civilization in South Africa. It's such a sad thing that that's not what's spoken about now.
And folks, another little fact from our South African history, and I'm with you, folks. I've been miseducated like all the rest of us here in America and you listening elsewhere in the world. Yes, the press and our schools have completely misinformed us about our South African cousins. But we hear this word, the Boer trekkers. And I'm looking here at the article on the Boer trekkers. And it means both in Afrikaans and Dutch. It means, it says literally, Boer means for or in front of, F-O-R-E. And pullers, trekkers means pullers. And it means those in front who pull. Or those in front who pull, and it refers to the Boers who led these caravans of wagons, and I'm reading here that another person at the dedication of the Boer Trekker Monument was the great granddaughter of the leader of the very first Boer Trekker Party, and I'll help me with this pronunciation, Hendrik Potgieter.
Yes, Hendrik Potgieter.
Oh, okay. So she was there also. And my gosh, what a story that is. You know, we have our own Western history story of our ancestors in wagons and some on foot, like the Mormons who traveled on foot, many of them, traveling west as our pioneers and your pioneers, you know, very much the same and in the same time frame even, were traveling in wagons pulled by oxes, very identically. You know, your ancestors were tremendous marksmen, just like ours, tremendous horsemen. And tremendous farmers also. A complete
parallel.
Well,
you may be interested, James, to hear the following anecdote. We did an event in Michigan. The event was hosted by an American patriot by the name of Nicholas Rocker, and we stayed over for a day or two. We didn't have anywhere else to go at that time, and we got some work done in the motel for a couple of days, and so Nicholas Rocker took us to dinner in the successive nights, and on the one occasion, he arrived at dinner, walked into the restaurant with a piece of paper in his hands, and slapped it down on the table and said, "Tell me which are American and which are South African." On this piece of paper were pictures of Volkswagen trains. And do you know that we could not correctly guess one? We just gave up. It was impossible to tell which of those ox wagon trains was an American ox wagon train and which was a South African ox wagon train.
Oh, that's an incredible story. That's marvelous. What a brotherhood and sisterhood we can build, Simon, with stories like that.
Yes.
as Americans realize how much they share in common with your people. And then of course, folks, we always have to include here the British, and a few others. The Afrikaners, of course, are the core. They are the majority. They are the bulk of the South African white people. But, there are British colonists also, and an important part of South African history. And, of course, we want to save every one of them just as much as we want to save the Afrikaners. And again, in a very strong parallel with us, Simon, you had your own, in effect, civil war where the Afrikaners, kind of parallel to our Southerners, our Confederates, fought the British, parallel to our Yankees, with the same sort of horrible aspects to that fighting of good white men fighting other good white men. Tremendous. There really is no parallel, however. Well, in the South, the suffering was pretty great. pretty awful. But the suffering of the Boer people, probably we can't equal that. You were treated so poorly in the Boer Wars. In any event, it's such a great story of a brotherhood between ourselves and sisterhood between ourselves and your people. Let's go to Mitzi in Florida. Mitzi, you're on the air.
Thank you, James. Great show today. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'd like to comment about what Laura said about the monuments. I agree with her. I think that Trump would be great if he could do an executive order. I'm really glad that Alabama is doing something, but that's not true in Florida. We have a gentleman, General Kirby Smith. He was a Confederate general. And the state of Florida in 1922 erected a statue honoring Confederate General Smith in the National Statuary Hall collection of the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. And on March 10th, 2016, Governor Scott signed legislation to remove the statue. And that bill was sponsored by Florida senators and people in the House of Representatives in the state of Florida. And they were Cubans. They're Cuban first generation or second generation Cuban Americans. They sponsored the bill to remove Kirby Smith, who was a West Point graduate, a botanist, a mathematician, a college professor, and a native of St. Augustine. He was born in St. Augustine, Florida. We also have to remember that during South Carolina, after that terrible incident, you know, the crazy white kid that shot all the black people in their churches, Nikki Haley, former governor, had their legislature remove the Confederate flags from that capital. So I wish that was true, that Alabama, you know, what Alabama's doing, but that's not happening. Also in the Florida Senate, they had a Senate flag with, I think, the Spanish flag. I can't remember all the flags. Florida's been under a lot of different flags. But they removed the Confederate flag off their symbol, I think, a year or two ago. So, no, they're all, and these are Republicans, and they're politically correct. The Florida, we have a Florida, our governor's Republican, our Senate's mostly Republican, and so is our House of Representatives, and they're all politically correct, and they're all for removing the monuments. So it's really not an accident that this thing happened in Charlotte, because really they are removing white history. And I'm not from the South, but I still think it's wrong to be removing all the history. And there's all these articles in the liberal press about how to fight white nationalists and to argue with them about this, why we should remove all these monuments. So I'm glad Alabama's, you know, taking care of it, but I don't trust the legislators, and I think Trump should make an executive order to stop destroying all these monuments and taking them away.
Oh, so, you know, yeah, I mean, he's the man with the imagination to, maybe he can craft or find a way to do it where he's, you know, it's not viewed as too much of a exceeding of his executive authority, because, of course, he is, as a constitutionalist, he is a great believer in the 10th Amendment, which reserves all powers not specifically granted to the federal government and to the president as being reserved to the states and the people, respectively. And so, you know, that would be he would have to kind of get around that. But one thing he could do, he could certainly use the bully pulpit as a moral force. He could say, he could speak and say, these monuments are our history, and these you know, great Americans erected these statues to celebrate other great Americans. And so, you know, leave our statues alone, you know. But the anyway, that's anything else on your mind, Mitzi? So glad to have you calling. How's the weather down in Florida?
It's pretty good. We've had some rain. We need the rain though, because we had forest fires earlier in the summer. So I'm glad we have some rain. I just hope we don't get hit with any major hurricanes. But I think Trump's doing a great job. I really think we should pray for him every day, and we should contact him and write to him and tell him he's do doing a good job. Actually, he sent me a note through my email with the president's seal thanking me for my support. So I think we should write to him and encourage him. He has a really hard job.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, the you know, there's some good stories for us and for our Patriot president today. We won't have a chance, really, I don't think, to cover them on the show. But one that I really enjoyed, people, you might want to read on your own. This is at Breitbart, and it's entitled "The Scaramucci Show Continues." Anthony Scaramucci blows whatever was left of his credibility with Trump's base. And then here's the story. Here's now former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci has finished off whatever is left of his credibility, blowing it all in a baseless attack on Breitbart News and an attack on White House Chief Strategist Stephen K. Bannon, as well as ripping President Donald Trump in an appearance on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday. So that's today. So this happened just today. And of course, you know, you're probably with me, Mitzi. You had a bad feeling about this guy Scaramucci, and it got really terrible. And this illustrates, I think, what Professor Kevin McDonald was talking about at the beginning of the show. He mentioned that Donald Trump didn't come in with any kind of a team. He didn't have a team. He was all by himself. So he has had to make some pretty half-baked appointments because he's got to fill these positions. Imagine how hard it is to find a, you know, to fill a position as important as like the director of White House communications. So somebody probably, so Donald Trump is doing what? He's relying on his closest advisors to give him recommendations. That's what he has to do. Remember, he has, among other things, he has to be president of the United States in addition to having to find hiring people. So somebody recommended Anthony Scaramucci to him. What a stupid, bad recommendation. But Donald Trump trusted the recommendation and hired Scaramucci, probably did a one-hour interview, maybe less. Scaramucci, who's, you know, he's a good actor. He probably put on a good show for Donald Trump. And he got hired on that basis. But then, you know, we found out who Scaramucci was. And in this interview, he really rips the mask off. And he says, get this, perhaps more importantly than his personal attacks on the president and on Bannon were his efforts to steer the president to, in his words, move away from the campaign promises that won him the election and move toward establishment senators, that's the phrase he used, that he thinks Trump needs to, and here's his phrase, curry favor with. That's what Scaramucci said. He needs to curry favor with establishment senators. This guy's a dope. Then it goes on. Scaramucci, who lost his job as White House communications director after a profanity-laced rant against former chief of staff Reince Priebus and Bannon in an interview with The New Yorker, blasted what he called, now he comes up with a new word here, Bannon Bart. That's a he's combining Bannon with Breitbart. He blasted Bannon Bart while being interviewed by George Stephanopoulos this morning. And then they say, here's the article. It says, what a difference a few weeks makes. Now, as the Scaramucci show is well outside the White House, he's running to leftist ex-Clinton staffers like Stephanopoulos instead of conservatives like Breitbart. And in doing so, he is bashing Trump, bashing Bannon and Breitbart, bashing conservatives and anti-establishment forces while calling for the president to embrace the establishment senators by walking away from his campaign promises. And he says, they say, Scaramucci began his Sunday interview with the ex-Bill Clinton White House aide turned ABC News host by bashing President Trump's, well, he just bashed President Trump. We're going to run out of time for this segment. We'll be back with more. We'll be back with, thank you, Mitzi. We'll be back with Charles in Florida right after this. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was wrong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
We're back, folks. And with yet another apology to Simon Roach, our special guest from South Africa. You know, Simon, I get so interested in the callers and so on. I don't see you. You're not right here with me, so I forget you're there. Are you still riding in the car?
Yes, we are.
Well, you know, and I don't mean to keep you for the whole show. So, what about? Let me ask. somebody wasn't very happy there. I don't know who that was. No, I think it must have been Charles in Florida. Charles, was that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. First, apologize to the audience, please.
Well, I apologize to the audience. All I wanted to say was to have your listeners go to Alex Jones's videos about Charles Charlottesville's the demonstration that was there yesterday, and it's very interesting what Alex is saying, and some of his people were there in the demonstration, and how the police betrayed them and helped out the Intifada group, the Anti-Fascist League, you know, trap them so they could be mauled, you know, and they were the people that were demonstrating, you know, the demonstrating there had gotten a permit, and then they just suddenly revoked the permit, and then
Charles, obviously very unfair, go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, it's designed. Alex Jones says it's designed to bring in martial law, and he said he's predicted it for the last 6 months. They're just going to forbid anybody from the right wing to, or any rightist group, to have any free speech. It'll be just hate speech.
And, well, but Charles, let me give you a different take.
Notice the way the press, you read the press articles, the Black Lives Matter and Intifada, who are open Marxist, you know, open revolutionaries that don't believe in free speech, are called the counter-demonstrators. But the demonstrators are there, evil white racists, Ku Kluxers, so Nazis. They're just categorized. That's the typical press. That's the way they were handling AP wire service, the different
people.
Yes,
but let me give you... Charles, you have
yeah,
right.
Well,
in front of
I
you.
Mean, that's what you're dealing with, the mentality.
Yes, Charles, my turn to speak. That means it's not your turn.
Well, it's your program.
Well, no, it's, when you're talking, it's yours, okay? But you can't. Yes, when you're talking, I listen to you. Okay, I'm just asking you to do the same. You have a model of free speech in America, and you also have a model of police. State troopers acting very friendly and very supportive to patriots. And that model has been demonstrated across the United States in huge rallies with as many as 35,000 people plus an overflow crowd. You know, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. Donald Trump has demonstrated the right way, the successful way. I mean, if you want to succeed, you know, if that's the goal, then look at models of success and copy them. That it's possible. No, America has not descended into a nation where the police are automatically hate patriots and they want to destroy them and get them arrested and declare martial law. That's not what happened in Mobile with 35,000 patriots, or Huntington, West Virginia, with a huge patriot crowd. And I'll resume right here. I'm going to put my finger here on this point. It's important. As soon as we come back, stay tuned. And you stay there, Charles.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
There we go. All right. The let's see, Charles. I was making a point. I'm trying to recover my point here, and that is that Donald Trump has given us the template for doing successful rallies that don't involve cops beating up our people, or us getting pepper sprayed, or people getting killed. And that is that if you, it goes back to what I was saying with Dr. McDonald, Americana, Americana, Americana. And to relate it to Simon Roach's mission, if you want to get, look at a meeting of South Africans when they are singing De-Stem, which is the inspiring song of South Africa. It brings tears to your eyes. Simon, isn't that quite an experience to be in an Afrikaner crowd singing De-Stem?
Yeah, very, very, very moving experience. Truly something unusual.
Yeah, I mean, folks, I'm going to play just a second of it here. But my point is this, Charles. It's our duty, it's our job to come up with, to structure our events. We're the leaders. We create these events. So we should anticipate what's going on, and we should create an event so that we know what's going to happen. We have control over what's happening. And I'm suggesting that our cousins in South Africa, when they have a meeting and they sing De-Stem, if there are policemen, white policemen in the audience, it must bring tears to their eyes. And if we Americans, if we have a meeting, which is American, 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 with American themes, American flags, American songs, our patriotic memories, the memories of those ox wagons that are the same as the South African ox wagons, our pioneer ancestors, the police will support us. The American people will support us. We won't be called names. We won't be called Nazis. We will be recognized as patriots because we're really trying to do just that. Here, I'll just play.
Could I respond? Yeah. Hello. Yes. Could I respond?
I said yes.
I was a long time subscriber to the South African Observer, S.E.D. Brown, and I also used to, for 20 years, I subscribed to A.K. Chesterton's The League of Empire Loyalists, so I'm not entirely ignorant of what has happened in Rhodesia and South Africa, and I'm not trying to be unsympathetic, I'm sorry. I understand the betrayal of the last prime minister, last white prime minister. I remember that. I can't remember his name now, but the one that sold South Africa out. And,
yes, F.W. de Klerk.
Yes, right. And it's just at. And what happened in Rhodesia was the betrayal caused by the United States and England both, and the De Beers and the Anglo-American Corporation
Charles,
behind the scenes.
Charles, can you bring this to a point or question for Simon?
Well, what I'm saying is talking about Charlottesville is you're dealing there with a governor. The governor of the state of Virginia is long in with Hillary Clinton in the Clinton machine.
He's an enemy.
And the
He's
mayor of Charlottesville is another Democrat that's closely associated with Hillary Clinton.
Yes, they're enemies. Hang on, Charles. Let's simplify it. The mayor's an enemy. This governor's an enemy. But that's not a secret. So when we have an event in their territory, we know we've got an enemy governor, an enemy mayor in an enemy city, 84% of whom voted for Hillary Clinton. So it's our responsibility as leaders to come up with a successful event. That's our job,
yes.
Is to make it
right,
successful.
That's true.
So to make all the conditions as favorable as possible. And here's what I'm urging. I'm just urging, in general, for our movement, learn a lesson from Donald Trump. The American people, if we have the backing of white America, we can win. Donald Trump, how do I know? Because Donald Trump just did it. If we make our themes one of Americana, so you want, when you turn on your television to watch an event, you don't want to see 50 different strange flags that you have no idea what they mean, but they look kind of ominous to you. Of course, I know what they mean, and a bunch of them actually are Third Reich flags. That were there in Charlottesville yesterday.
But so what? You're dealing with you're dealing with revolutionaries. As was in Alex Jones's video, she was explaining to the woman that was from Infowars.com about you're dealing with communist revolutionaries. They don't believe in freedom of speech.
No.
Was explaining
Charles,
to you, no matter who opposed them, they don't believe in freedom of speech. They're revolutionaries. They're potential killers.
So guess
what? Explained
Charles,
on the video Charles, some of the people that were there.
Okay, Charles, if you know you're dealing with a crowd of thousands of killers, communists, okay, are you going to put your people in the street, mix them up, put them in the street with those people? Is that a smart move? Is that a smart way to organize for success?
Organized by the press.
No.
Counter-demonstrators and all the people that came there to demonstrate. They're evil, racist, and Klansmen.
Yes, okay, Charles, but you're not getting
the other
my point.
People.
Charles, you're not getting my point, okay? My point is this. Control the outcome of an event, okay? In other words, you want our audience is not the communist rats. We don't care what they think. And the less we see of them, the better, okay? And the less we interact with them, the better. Jared Taylor gave the right advice at the American Renaissance Conference. He said, look, these communists that are outside, leave them alone. Don't have anything to do with them. One or two folks did go out there and start debating them. Jared went out there and put a hand on their shoulder and said, come on back in. We're not trying to make a media event for the communist rats. And if you do have a sea of flags, make them flags that the people we're trying to communicate with, the American people, okay, there's one flag they understand, the stars and stripes. That's the one flag they understand. Make it a sea of American flags. That tells them, hey, these people are my people. If you present them with 50 flags that strike them as weird, they go, well, these are weirdos. It's just my peanut gallery point. But Charles, I want to direct the questioning to Simon in South Africa.
Yeah.
Let me get a comment or two from Simon, and I appreciate your great knowledge. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, thank you for your knowledge of the South African situation. Simon, what would be a thought here that on which we could bid you a farewell?
Well, I don't really have too much to say. I look forward to being on your show with our leader, Gustav Müller, next week, Sunday the 20th, I believe. Thank you for the opportunity, James. I don't really have anything specific to add at this point. Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful. And folks, Simon speaks of Gustav Müller, the head of the Zeitlanders. And this will be what an honor this will be for us. Will this be his debut on American media?
Yes, it will, James.
Well, tell him, convey to him that this is an extreme honor for us. And also tell him, that we being aware of what an important person he is, that we will control the environment. We will have no Antifas here with him. We will not put him in the street. And we will keep all the flags that we're waving on this show to be Zeitlander flags.
Thank you.
yes.
Thank you very much, James. Thank
you're
you for
quite
your
welcome.
Kindness and generosity.
Oh, well, thank you. And the my gosh, I wish you well in your continuing odyssey across America. You know, you've got the material for a book here, Simon. You can write a book on your trip.
I certainly could. It has been a wonderful, wonderful experience, unmitigated by any bad incidents. I can honestly say, apart from perhaps an odd experience here or there with a strange person in the Walmart or something like that, the trip through America has been 5 months and some change of really profoundly good experiences from one end to the next.
And let me tell you, folks, being there at the American Renaissance Conference, where Jared Taylor most graciously provided a speaking spot, just impromptu, provided a speaking slot to Simon on the Sunday, the final day of the event. And I think you he puts you immediately preceding the concluding speech from Sam Dixon, which was an honored spot. That I talked with audience. Yes, I talked with audience members afterwards, and even though you were in a conference that featured incredible speakers like John Derbyshire, who give a magnificent address, and Peter Brimelow, an excellent address, Jared Taylor, always top notch. A number of people, I asked them, what was your favorite of all the speeches? They said it was yours, Simon.
Well, that's really humbling. James, I can't be anything but humbled. Particularly before such an audience, the people there were august people, very solid, upright people. And when those people say kind things, it means very much, you know.
Well, thank you. And Godspeed.
Thank you. Godspeed.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So long. And folks, that was Simon Roach of the Saitlanders, and their website, saitlanders.org or saitlanders.org. That's an Afrikaner, an Afrikaans pronunciation. Saitlanders, SUIDLANDERS.org. And let's see, we've got, I think we've got open lines. Oh, we have one caller from San Francisco, David. David, you're on the air.
Yeah, how are you, James? It's interesting hearing you talk about single flag, and then, of course, you were recommending that the American flag be used. I've got a great-great-great-grandfather who'd signed the Declaration of Independence, and we were always made to understand that America was not, we're constantly under attack from three fronts, that the aristocrats of 1776 are still around, and they're trying to trick us into various divisive manipulations. They're trying to constantly bankrupt us, and they're basically trying to ruin the idea of democracy, the very idea that we, the people, the all-American mutt, can run our own lives, thank you, and we don't need a so-called king to tell us what to do. So when I hear, you remember a few months ago... A few months ago, the rebel...
Yes, well, what's your point on flags?
Yeah, the rebel flag, when it was being taken down in various states, if you think about the three catchphrases from 1776, united you stand, divided you fall, equal justice under the law, and taxation with representation, there's no way that the rebel flag represents any of those. It's all, the trickery of the proud loner is the one that makes it, and that if you band together, you become a commie. You know, that's nonsense. We get the right, on April 15th, we pool our money together, and we're supposed to have honest congressmen who are going to decide which honest way to spend our money, to get good schools, get fresh water out of the tap, to get sewage systems at work.
Yes, I understand.
Get universities.
I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just trying to penetrate to the essence of your point. And let me just, so that your point can maybe I was obscure.
I understand the show's almost over.
I can say it quickly. We're not almost over. Here's when I said, the red, white, and blue, my standard is not just that flag. I'm saying that when you talk, like as we are, I'm talking to the American people, to white folks. And when you convey an image, if you're trying to be persuasive, be persuasive, which means talk to them in terms that they understand, that they agree with, and that they love. So for flags, this is patriotism. A flag is something you love, and it's something that represents your nation. So make your symbols match what white America loves. Now, there aren't those few people that hate the red, white, and blue. They have a problem, okay? That is the flag. That's the flag that's flying outside my front door. I'm looking at it right now. That's the flag that's outside my house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And anybody driving by, like a cop, if for some reason a cop visits my house, which they haven't had occasion to do, that policeman's going to go, hey, I'm visiting the home of a patriot. I'm going to start out on the good foot with that police officer right off the bat. On the other hand, if I have an anarchy flag or a Third Reich flag flying from my front door, I'm going to start out in bad shape with that police officer right away. So I'm saying
first images are very important.
Yes, but make your communication, talk in the language of your people. Don't give them stuff that's unusual to them, or that they hate. Certainly, don't give them images or heroes that they hate, and then expect that they're somehow going to love your message if your mascots are people they hate. That's not going to work. So,
that's a given. Yeah, I mean that's a given. Yeah, just to wrap up.
Yeah, it's a given, but it's not followed. It's not followed. Now, Donald Trump has followed that formula. Everything he has done, Kevin McDonald agreed at the beginning of the show, Donald Trump did a very simple thing. He figured out what white America wants, and he said, I'm going to get it for you.
Simple. Well, I hear the music coming up. Are you aware that there are five different states, North Carolina, North Dakota, Tennessee, Florida, and Texas, that are trying to make it legal to run over protesters? Now, Sam Adams.
No, hang on. We'll come back to that. We've got another segment. We'll come back to that. David in San Francisco right after the break.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. And I confess, here we're in our three-hour extravaganza, the Sunday Trump Phenomenon and American Freedom Party Report show. And I have to tell you, I've worn myself out. But I think I've got enough energy here to make it through the last segment. We only have a few minutes, and we can just glance upon your subject, David in San Francisco. But go ahead and make one parting thought there, David.
Well, like I say, the aristocrats have always tried to ruin the very concept of democracy, that we the people can run our own lives and we don't need some king. And when I hear you talking about commies, I take real exception to that because I think it's buying in bulk. In other words, we have this big pool of money from April 15th taxes, and we decide how we're going to spend it to better our lives.
Wait a minute. Okay, no, David, hang on. It looks like you're going to go into a whole philosophy of the universe.
No, it's simple as that. Okay, there's no commie about it. It's that we, the people, get to buy a university in bulk. Okay. We get to buy medical care in bulk. We get to buy schools and bridges.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a problem with that, actually. So, but anyway, the... thank you very much for tuning in, and I apologize that we can't go into greater depth. I'll give you a rain check on that, David. Thank you very much for calling. Well, folks, there's just enough time here to sort of give thank yous to Dr. Kevin MacDonald, who began our show. You want to go to his website, theoccidentalobserver.net. If that's not in your bookmarks, you need to put it there. His paper magazine, The Occidental Quarterly, that's a very good read. You want to subscribe to that and get that in the mail, and you can find that at toqonline.com. I'll tell you, a person who's gotten a lot of those magazines out to people, George, has been with us through the show here, and George on the East Coast. And then we went to Simon Roach from South Africa, emissary of the Zeitlanders. So that was we've covered some pretty hefty topics here today. News that we may have missed. We'll catch up with you tomorrow night. It'll be Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. There will be much more thought will have been put into what happened yesterday in Charlottesville. I'm just looking here. The woman who was killed looks like a very lovely white woman who I'm getting says she was just crossing the street. She's a Charlottesville local who was crossing the street, and her life was ended. Adding another layer of sadness to that story, but there'll be more about that tomorrow. But I liked that we got out the theme that it's our obligation, our moral duty, to make the message that we are conveying successful. And that means that average white folks like it. And if we don't craft a message in that way, we're failing. That's my peanut gallery thought. It is more than a peanut gallery thought. And Donald Trump knows how to do it. We're studying from that master here on this show. We'll see you again with the next installment tomorrow night from 9 to 10 p.m. on the Trump Phenomenon. See you there.
Don't stop believing.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, They know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.